This meeting is now being recorded.
All right. Fantastic. So welcome, everyone. This is the latest and greatest, I guess, 28th meeting of the Competition and Consumer Choice subteam of the CCT review. I think we'll probably have a pretty short agenda this morning, because we don't have a lot of new material. But why don't we run through it quickly and make sure there's no other business that we want to attend to. Let's go ahead and get started then. The first item on our, just for transcription purposes, I'm Jordan Buchanan, the chair of the subteam. But why don't we go ahead with our first agenda item, which is to discuss the revisions to the parking paper. I don't know if there are any, or if there's topics for discussion following on last week's call, but I'll turn things over to Jonathan briefly for any updates here.
Thanks, Jordan. I didn't make changes to the parking paper for this call. I'm sorry. My focus has just been elsewhere.
I think this call is going to be a call full of no updates, unfortunately. But we for the general information of participants, I think we're really focused for the next few weeks on trying to deliver the updates to the DNS abuse report, those related to the INTA study, and then we will be trying to ship the revised parking paper as part of our supplementary report, since that takes into consideration the new legacy GTLD parking data that we didn't have at the time of publication of the initial report. So certainly going to, I guess, we'll look for any further revisions or discussion around the parking paper over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I have a couple of to-do items. You had a to-do item about trying to update some of the data, I think, as well. So maybe we could convene offline to figure out everything it needs doing. I'm on top of the edits. I'm not concerned about the edits that came on the last call. They were pretty straightforward.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we can go through and look at all of the data points and see just where when they're dated from and update any data points that need to be brought to the December 2016 time frame. All right, so why don't we move on again to item three. I have an updated, which is just running through our revisions. I have an updated recommendations two and three. Dan's not on the call. So I think the one thing we might discuss today is if Wodo's had any chance to have further revisions to recommendation nine. It looks like the answer to that is yes. So Wodo, why don't I turn it over to you for any further discussion here. I'll turn it over to you for any discussion on recommendation nine. Well, Megan is here.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Just confirmation, you can hear me? Hello? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I've looked at recommendation in relation to the public comments. And I've done a report that I circulated. I apologize, I circulated it a little bit late, so maybe some of you might not have gone through it or seen it. But that report just analyzed each public comment against recommendation number 9 to see whether they are saying something that could require a change to the recommendation. I think I can just go through quickly, recommendation by recommendation, rather comment by comment, so many. And a lot of them actually don't even touch on recommendation number 9, so I think it will be quite fast. Starting with the ELAC, ELAC had two papers which are almost similar actually, but there is no mention there about recommendation 9, so they don't touch on recommendation 9, so nothing to be changed there, patient. Then number 3 is the business constituency. Business constituency, the thrust of their comment, recommendation was that we combine recommendation 9 and 10. Now, I've noted there that that might not be possible because the recipients, the people we are addressing the recommendation to actually different for the two recommendations. I haven't actually indicated here. Also, I forgot, left out the word different. Recommendations are different. So the word different there in my notes. I can't quite recall who they were, but they are different. So it's not possible to combine from my what I've seen there. And then they are suggesting maybe there could be some specific questions for brands. So I've indicated that if there should be questions for brands, that doesn't have to be put in the recommendation. Rather, it should be put in the appendix for the recommendation, which in this case is indicated as appendix. But those of you that saw my email, I think we also need to look at this appendix F properly, because it's actually entitled consumer survey, not registrant survey. So I think maybe we may have to create another appendix for the final report, which is incorporating the questions that we would like to be included in the a future registrant survey, which is different from Appendix F, which actually is for consumer survey. And I think the two surveys are quite different. That's just a small note there. So that takes care of the PC. Then I think there was Canadian International Pharmacy Association or something like that. I've just put it here in short. They didn't have any comment about recommendation number 9. Then there was an individual, can't recall the name, but there's an individual there, number 5 on my chat. He says that we combine recommendation 9 with 15. And I've indicated that combining is not possible because recommendation 15 falls under the trust group, while recommendation 9 is dealing with choice. So it could be difficult to combine them because of that. The next one is Com Lord. I've given there the actual verbatim comments that they have done. It's quite a long, one, maybe you'll read it later, but I've indicated there that no changes are required to the recommendation, but comments regarding questions that can be asked to registrants can be included in Appendix F. That is Appendix F in quotes. I think we'll need another appendix later on, but for now, Appendix F can be the placeholder. Then go down to feedback from the public interest CRP. They didn't have anything to say about recommendation number 9. The next one is the GAC. GAC also did not have a specific comment about recommendation 9. GNSO subsequent procedures as well did not have a comment about the recommendation 9. Then ICANN organization, they had quite a bit regarding bundling. As you can see there, they want recommendation 9, 11, 15, 26, and 33 to be bundled together because they are all dealing with registrant data. And they also say that several recommendations in the report 2 to 9, 11, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21 to 36 and 40 ask for collection of data or studies. So what the thrust of their comment here is that some of these studies can be put together with other studies that are happening within ICANN, such as the index, the health index. So my comment here is that what the ICANN is suggesting, it's for the team to decide what we should do with that, because it's, as you can see, it's quite a bit talking about bundling some of the recommendations and as well as tying our request for the our request for this survey to the requirements of other other processes that are going on within the wider ICANN. So that one I've left it out for the team to give some ideas the way forward. Then there's INTA. Basically, INTA, I think I mentioned it last time. Their main worry was that they talked to some of their members and they found no member that had participated in the survey, in the registrant survey. So they were suggesting that in future something specific needs to be done to ensure that INTA members are included in the survey and their views are taken into account. But if you can recall what we mentioned the last time is that that should not be the case because we would like the survey, the sampling to be done in a random way so that it's representative of all registrants, irrespective of specific types of registrants. So for that, again, I've left that there should be no change to the recommendation. The intellectual property constituency, they had nothing, number 9, same as the North American, something, I can't quite recall what NABP stood for, nothing to say. Non-commercial stakeholder group, I've not indicated there, but I think they had nothing to say. Then there was a comment from NUSTA, and I'll put it there, but it says the survey should be designed and continuously improved to collect registrant trends. Some initial thoughts of Appendix F. Their comment actually says that given there are millions of registrants, proper respondent selection is integral to achieve a representative sample with limited numbers. The cost of this survey should be considered against the utility of the data given the sample of respondents. So the first part, again, is talking like what the INTA was suggesting, that there should be some effort to perhaps make sure that specific types of respondents are included in the survey, which I already dealt with when we say that as a review team, we prefer for the sampling to be random of all registrants. So that does not translate to any change to our recommendation. One thing that I put here, I had not seen earlier on, the cost of this survey should be considered against the utility of the data given the sample of respondents. Okay, I had not thought about that one, so I haven't put any comment about that. We had a public comment from Pharmacist of Cheka. They didn't say anything about recommendation 9. Then the registry stakeholder group asked, what is the perceived benefit of this recommendation? What will be the cost?
Since we lost Wado.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We lost him from the call entirely. Well, let's give him just... Oh, no, he's just a presenter. Wado, we don't hear you anymore, if you're hearing us. We'll give Wado just a minute to see if we can get him reconnected.
Yes, we are trying to contact him. Oh, it seems it's back now. Waldo, can you hear us?
Yes.
Perfect.
Hello.
Okay. All right, Waldo, if you're back, and if you can just speak up again. You were just talking about the register stakeholder group comment when we lost you.
Oh, I went off. Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, that's interesting. But, okay, that was number 17. Yes, the registry stakeholder group, their worry was the benefits and whether the benefits will exceed the cost. So I think there was one time in our discussions we were talking about cost, the costs, and I think we were mentioning that it would really require somebody with an economics background to come out with a tangible or the numerical cost. It's not possible. So I think the cost that we had indicated in our earlier report were just that the ICANN or the future reviews will have a, let me just see the way we put it here. Yeah, the inability to determine registrant motivations and behavior frustrate efforts to study competition and choice in the TSD marketplace. So the benefit there is that the future studies will have this information. So that will be the benefit. Then the cost was actually given to us by ICANN in their public comment, and I've indicated there on the right-hand side column, 150 for the survey, but future surveys, of course, I think it will be a portion of that as it is indicated. I had to open a door. Then after the registry stakeholder group, there were a few other comments, but none of them has a bearing on resolution number 9. So I have not put anything against that. Then on the final page, I put what is my suggested recommendation or amended recommendation. And basically, it remains the same except for the area of the details. In the area of the details, we have I've added some information there regarding the cost, and also the small correction that I talked about. Consumer survey should actually be registrant survey. So I was suggesting that in the report, I can't recall how many appendices we had, but if we don't have an appendix for putting collecting questions on registrant survey, then we need to create another appendix for that, so that we are not talking about the consumer survey appendix. So that is it. I hope I didn't go off air again.
Yeah, no, so thanks, Wada. So just to recap a little bit, it sounds like you're suggesting some change to the details here. Keep the recommendation rough. I think there's an open question that you flagged earlier as to whether this should be consolidated with other recommendations as the ICANN organization comment suggested. Most of those other recommendations are from the other subteams. So that seems like something we'll either have to take up in a plenary call or by email, although that's not the set of proposed consolidations that Laureen had flagged, at least. So we'll have to consider. Maybe a good starting point is to ask her whether she took a look at that recommendation from ICANN staff when she was putting together her proposed consolidation. Right. Any other questions or comments for Wodo about this analysis? Thank you, Wodo. It's a very comprehensive review of the comments. All right, I'm not seeing any other questions or comments. It looks like we'll presumably accept Wodo's general direction. Wodo, I have a few sort of minor line edits that I might propose to you as I've done with Dan. But I think in general, it looks fine. Like we'll largely keep recommendation 9 as is with some further details. All right, I don't think we have any updates on any other of the sections right now, unless I've missed something. So if that's the case, we'll move on to any other business. Does anyone else have any other topics that they'd like to discuss today? All right, we'll wrap things up today then. Thanks for joining. I think, Jean-Baptiste, at this time slot next week we'll be having a plenary call, is that correct?
No, the plenary call would be on Thursday, but the two subsequent calls would be on Tuesday.
Oh, so there's nothing on Wednesday.
There will be an INTA subsequent call on Wednesday.
Okay, so we'll decide over the next couple. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that no invitation was sent yet because we have just discussed that with David, so there should be an invitation in your inbox for those concerns later today.
Okay, great. So what was I going to say? So we will, I'm not sure we're going to have content for a sub-team call next Tuesday. We'll decide that by the end of this week, whether we're going to call on Tuesday or not. But we'll plan on just have everyone note on their calendar there will be a plenary call next Thursday. And for those that are interested, the INTA sub-team call Wednesday and possibly a sub-team call on Tuesday. All right. All right, thanks, everyone, and look for those updates by email soon.
Thanks, George.
All right.
Thanks,
everyone.